This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It is Tuesday, August 9th, and we are here answering financial questions for you and yours. Mark, you know, I love these shows where we have either the couples, the mother and the daughter. How about, what do you think about bringing on the parents with the adult children? I feel like we could be good, impartial voices to help people through their issues. Because it seems to me like we get a lot of questions like, well, my kid is doing this, or I'm worried about my mom. So any of those kinds of things, I think we could be very good at that. It's sort of like we need to be shrinks, but we're sort of playing them on radio and podcasting. What do you think?
And then there's the guy who they gave their two sons a bunch of money as a graduation present, right?
Yeah.
And they still haven't received anything in return.
Nothing.
And the two kids are killing it.
Part of this, though, I got to be clear. Part of this is that parents, you have to ask. You know, you can say, hey, you guys are like, we're still working and we're thinking about retirement and we did take these loans out, but we could use your help. You're doing well. Something like that. I don't know. It's very difficult. Anyway, if you've got a financial question, go to JillOnMoney.com. Click the contact us button. Bring your partner, bring your parents, bring your kids, whatever, or just bring yourself. That's what Allison did. Allison is on the line from North Carolina. Hello, Allison. What can we do for you?
Hi, Jill. My question revolves around...
Well, wait. What about me?
Oh. Hi, Mark.
Hold on. Let's do that again. Hi, Allison. Welcome to the Eye on Money show. Allison's on the line from North Carolina. Allison, how are you today? Say hello to Mark Talercio.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Jill and Mark.
There you go. You see that? Oh, brother. What's going on? How can we help you out?
Well, I have a question mostly regarding my CDs and a little bit about my retirement. I have two CDs open and they have about $10,000 a piece. And I just didn't know if that was a good idea or if I should take that money out and reinvest it in another place.
Well, first of all, wait a second. You have $10,000 total or two $10,000 for a total of 20?
Two $10,000 for a total of 20.
What's the interest rate on each of those?
One's an 18-month and it's at 0.65%, and one's a 3-year and it's at 0.70%.
Oh, brother. That sucks. Okay. Tell us about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 31.
Is this your emergency reserve money, or is this extra money on top of your emergency reserve?
This is extra money on top of my emergency reserve. I have about $50,000 in savings, which I also think is a little more than I need for an emergency reserve.
But that's good. That's good. Okay. Are you single? Are you partnered? Are you married? What's your story?
I'm partnered. I'm living with my girlfriend and hopefully married someday soon.
Oh, very nice. Okay. And do you guys split your expenses? You guys, you know, sort of make similar amounts of money, or did you marry? Are you partnering well with someone much richer than you are?
No, we split expenses.
Okay. And are you renting now?
She owns the house, so I rent from her.
Mark, doesn't that girlfriend sound very lovely with her own home? How old is she?
She's 28.
She's 28 and she owns her own home. God love her. Okay. And so how much are you paying rent for her?
It's about $700 a month.
Oh, my God. So cheap. What do you do for a living? How much money do you make?
I'm a teacher. I make about $60,000.
It sounds like that's a lot of money relative to your fixed expenses of $700 in rent and whatever else you know, for going out and having fun, right? So 60's been good for you?
Yeah, it's been good. I have about $1,000 extra a month, which also I'm wondering what to do with that as well.
Are you part of a pension system, Allison?
Yes. However,
I was about to say, like, do you think you'll stick around long enough to claim it?
No.
Tell us more.
I am not yet vested. I would need to stay for 2 more years, and I don't plan on staying for 2 more years.
It's only 2 years. Okay, I won't beg you. You're still young. What do you think you're going to do? Do you think that you'll leave teaching altogether?
Ideally, I would like to leave teaching altogether, yes. But I'm
not, I'm not sure
what else, but...
All right. Do you have a retirement account through work in addition to this? To, you know, I know it's part of a pension, but do you have something like a 403B or a 457 plan or something like that also?
No, I don't. But I do have a Roth IRA, but I don't have anything else through work.
Okay. And so the Roth IRA, how much is in there?
About $34,000.
That's great. And are you maxing that out? You're putting $6,000 a year in there?
Yes.
Let me ask another question. Do you think that you would be, is there any chance that you're going to need any of this money? Like, do you think you would buy half of the house from your girlfriend? Something like that. Is there anything like that?
I don't think so. Probably not too soon.
Okay. All right. That's fine. The money that's in the two CDs, when are they coming up? Like, when is the moment when they're kind of mature?
The 18-month one will mature September of this year, and then the 3-year one won't mature until March of 24.
So, Mark, should Allison just wait till September, get the money, then blow out the 3-year and pop that all into the brokerage account?
I mean, the brokerage account, I think, is an option, or even I-bonds.
Okay, let me just see. Let's see when the I-bonds reset. Hold on 1 second. I-bonds, Mark's favorite site is the I-bond treasurydirect.gov site. Okay, it's through October. So, well, what you could do is you could take the $10,000 right now when it comes due in September. I mean, you could probably blow it out. What's the penalty on these things, Mark? Like, it'll be nothing. It's hard to imagine that there's much to worry about.
No.
All right. So what you could do is you could either wait or not. It's up to you. Go to treasurydirect.gov. Let's open up an account for you. You can only do $10,000 this year anyway. So when, you know, you can, if you want, do it now. You can wait till September. And then what you're going to do is when that money comes available, you're going to buy $10,000 worth of I-bonds. The interest rate right now through October of 22 is 9.62%. And guess what? It's going to go up again because the Fed's going to keep raising interest rates. So you're going to get another chance because it'll go from, you know, then it'll go October, you know, it'll be November, December, January. So like in January, what you can do is you can then do it again, take the other CD out, and you'll have two $10,000 bonds, but instead of them being CDs at, you know, less than 1%, you will now be linked to the rate of inflation. Keep these for 5 years, and then we can do whatever you want with it.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Now, Mark, what about the $1,000 a month? That can just go into a... Where's your Roth IRA held?
Vanguard.
How do you feel about just rolling that $1,000 a month into a Vanguard brokerage account?
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
How are you investing your Roth right now?
It's in a money market account.
What? What are you talking about? Mark, crack the whip. Let's go. What's going on here?
Wait, all 33 of it is just basically essentially sitting in cash?
I guess so.
Oh, no, Mark, come on.
It's actually a common mistake. A lot of people do this. They don't even realize it. You know, they transfer the money in and by default, it kind of goes into the settlement account. They just, you know, they don't know any better.
So, Mark, what should Allison do let's do the Roth IRA at Vanguard. What, she's got $34,000 in there. What should the allocation be?
I mean, it depends. If she wants to do this herself, I'm not opposed to her just getting a target date fund to start, to be honest with you.
Do you know what that is, Allison? Do you know what that means, a target date fund?
Not really.
It's good. You're allowed to say that. Please. You're among friends here. Okay, a target date fund is essentially a fund that targets a date in the future when you think you might need your retirement. So it would be as if you were like, okay, I'm going to retire when I'm 65 or something. And in the year of that is blank. And then so essentially what happens is the company manages to that date. So you could take that entire amount of money and put it into a target date fund. Now, the upside and the downside of this is you don't really have to do anything. You know, that's totally great. The other upside is that like it will be invested. The downside is that if the market rolls over and starts tanking, you're going to see this account go down in value, which you have not actually had to absorb right now. Like in a weird way, you've had this blissful time where everyone else is like, oh my God, the market's it's lower. And you're like, what do you mean? I still have $34,000 in my account. And the reason that we want you to do that is that we want you to have the future potential to make money. You're not guaranteed, but you know, to keep it in a money market is just not the ideal scenario because the whole point of investing is you're trying to grow your money at a rate that is faster than the inflation rate. And right now you're losing money every year simply because the inflation rate is so high. And so you're not earning enough to keep up with the pace of inflation. So we want you to do that.
So you're going to look for the target retirement 2055 fund. That's the one you want. 2055, and just plop the $33,000 in that and let them leave it be. And then, you know, if the balance grows and grows, eventually you got 100,000, you know, then maybe we can revisit it and you can kind of tweak it and do things on your own.
Okay.
And how would you feel about the money that goes that $1,000 a month mark? What should that go into? Because that's going to be a plain old brokerage account. It's one thing to watch your retirement account move up and down, but is it going to freak you out, Allison, if the markets move against you? Are you going to be like, oh, get me out. What did I do? Do you feel like you can do that?
No, I think it's going to be in there for a very long time. So I think I would be okay.
So what should she do with $1,000 a month, Mark? How should that be invested in the non-retirement account, in the plain old brokerage account?
Again, I mean, if she wants to do another target date fund, she can do that. Maybe, you know, the idea is the closer you get to retirement, the more conservative these things are. So since it's a brokerage account, you might want to get at that money sooner rather than later. Maybe go with a target retirement fund that's a little bit closer to your age. You know, you can do like 2040 fund, 2035, or you can just do it on your own and pick a couple index funds, a total stock market fund, a total bond market fund, and just do the allocation as you see fit, depending on your risk tolerance.
So how does that sound to you?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Do you think I should also take some of my savings, my cash on hand, and put it into that same account that I...
What do you think about that? I think that's harder. I'm just going to say that right now. Because what about this transition to a new job?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know what you're going to do, but is it possible? Here's my question. Is it possible that you end up with no income for a little while you make this transition? Or would you only leave if you had a job?
I think I'd only leave if I had another job lined up.
There's that. All right. Well, Mark, do you want to invest some of the money, the cash, or not?
What's your monthly expenses look like right now? How much you think?
About $2,000.
Oh, yeah, I would. I would probably take at least $20,000 of that. Put it in a brokerage account.
So you can open up your Vanguard brokerage account. You can move $20,000 in there. And then you can add the $1,000 a month in there and you can put it into either a target date fund or like you could put some money in a stock index fund and a bond index fund, frankly. I mean, if she's going to start with a 20, what do you think, Mark, like in terms of the investment options, better to just pick three funds and go in there and dollar cost average that way or better to do a target date fund in there?
I'm leaning target date fund for her.
Yeah, just to start, I think it could be easier for you. You'll get used to it. And then again, as Mark said, you don't have to choose the target date fund that's as far out as your retirement. You can do it a little bit closer up and it'll be a tiny bit less risky.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Anything else we can do for you?
No, thank you for all your help.
This is great. Let us know when the wedding happens. We'll do some prenuptial planning. We love that.
Okay.
All right. If you, like Allison, have a question about what to do with excess cash flow or how to manage your cash accounts or get your money invested, just give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Click the Contact Us button. While you're on the website, sign up for our free weekly newsletter. It's every single Friday that it comes out, and we love it. Mark does a great job with that. Mark Talercio is the co-host and executive producer of this program. We are distributed by Paramount Global, and we drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. And do me a favor, why don't you leave us a rating and a review on Apple? That would be very helpful. And put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. It's going to make that person feel better. It's going to make you feel better. Curiosity, compassion, community. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free, starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.